Everybody, this meeting of our Environment, Health and Wellbeing Committee for this municipal year. Just before we start, just remind you that we are now a smaller committee than in the past, because our group has increased from 2 to 3 to reflect our corporate priorities. So with the reduction of members for each group, we've got to support the EP. It's essential that we'll hold additional meetings for our community. I don't know where that noise is coming from. Councillor Walker, there's a lot of background noise. Oh, thank you. Okay, so let's get on with the agenda. Item 1 of the agenda is to receive any apologies from can you hear? Would you consent to being the vice chairman of this committee, Councillor Cloran?
Only if nobody else would like to do it.
Okay. Does anybody else like to be the vice chairman? I don't think there are any other nominations, Councillor Cloran.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, now we move to item 4 on the agenda, which is a petition that we've received. And we have particular procedural notes to look at a petition for a scrutiny committee. And so we're going to work through that procedure. So this item is to consider a petition decision made at full council. And Mr. Hussain has been invited to attend the meeting to address the committee. So first of all, would the officer please give a brief outline of the background to the issues in this petition?
Thank you, Chair. This report has been brought forward as a consequence of correspondence received from Mr. Asif Hussain, seeking a review of the outcome of the Council's consideration of his petition. The licensing team received several requests over recent months asking that the Council consider a review of the emissions policy contained within the Hackney Carriage and Private Hire policy. A petition dated the 15th of November 2021 was received by the authority and considered by the licensing committee on the 15th of December 2021. The recommendations of the licensing committee required the endorsement of full council in order to amend the existing policy. The decision of full council on the 28th of February 2022 was to approve an amendment proposed by Councillor Peters and seconded by Councillor Metcalfe. The amendment read as follows, that this council extend the introduction of the emissions date from the 1st of April 2022 to the 1st of October 2022, and amends the Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Policy 2019 to 2022 accordingly. Mr. Asif Hussain was not satisfied with the outcome of the council's consideration of the petition, and therefore the matter is referred to the Environment and Health and Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee for your consideration. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So, Mr. Hussain, I'm going to invite you to give a brief outline of the issues, and under our procedural rules, you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, so The petition went in, and on the 15th of December, there was a vote that was cast, and it was in favour of basically stopping the Euro 6 implementation, as I said, it would be recommended to full council. Well, when we got there, it was not recommended to full council. Instead, there was another motion that Bernard Peters had passed on the day to extend it. So we feel that that was not what was agreed on the date, 15th of December. So we feel that we've been unfairly treated in that respect. What else was the
Are there any other issues that you'd like to bring to our notice?
We've already sent documents through to yourselves. I think Monica received it. And in there, we've basically highlighted all the legal arguments as well, in the sense that, for example, the actual reports that were prepared for the licensing committee to decide on were saying that it was a government-led initiative. But as the proof that was presented by ourselves, the Dominic Lowe, senior policy advisor for the Department of Transport on the 21st of September 2021, he wrote back to us and he said there was no national requirement that taxis needed to be compliant. They're compliant. Other than that, the consultation process itself needs to be looked at, because if we are removed from being licensed because of the Euro 6 policy, then it is not just us that is going to be affected. It will be the disabled customers, all our customers, young and old. And so we feel that other organizations need to be asked about. Women's group, local traders, local multi agencies, putting arrangements, and everybody else needs to be consulted for it to be a fair consultation process, which other neighbouring councils, for example, South Derbyshire, did consult in that. Initially, they wanted to bring in the policy as well, but they decided to refrain from it. We do feel we're discriminated against. Whether it's racism or not, I'm not going to say at the moment, but we feel that there's many other areas where the council has let the Euro 6, they haven't imposed it, for example, even on their own vehicles. For example, the buses, they don't do Euro 6. There's council vehicles. We have seen 2008 vehicles. They're not Euro 6 compliant. So why are we being targeted? That's what we feel. And also, I did some research. We found out we were just 1% in the whole of UK compared to the other vehicles out there. So there's more negatives in this policy being approved than positives.
Okay, I'm afraid I'm going to stop you there. Yeah. That's your 3 minutes. Thank you very much. So, the committee, do you have any questions for Mr. Hussain, please? Okay, so according to the procedure, I'm asking if any ward councillor would like to address the committee as to why they consider the council's decision was insufficient. Does anybody wish to speak? Councillor Walker, are you indicating to speak? Yes, you have 3 minutes as well.
Yeah, it won't take 3 minutes. Just excuse me while I move to a quieter location. the reason why I wanted to speak is because on the night, as has already been stated, that the government have got no, there is no legislation over taxes of the emissions for Euro 6. And again, without going over old ground, it's the fact that the trade has struggled during pandemic. I think on the night it was stated it was referred to about a 6 month period, but it's actually we're talking the 2 years where the trade struggled. Nobody in the trade has actually got an issue with the Euro 6 engine. All they're doing is asking for that extension to be a longer period of that extension. As I say, the government have got no, there's nothing hard and fast over taxes at all. They accept what's gone on with the trade in COVID. it's been made reference in the statement just regarding our own vehicles. I mean, we if we're serious about climate control, I mean, we'd have probably been looking at electric waste disposal units, but we went for diesel. So why we can't just give that a little bit more grace to the trade, I don't know. I know people take this on board and just give the extension and give the trade what they're asking for. Thank you.
Thank you. Would any other councillor like to speak? Margaret, would you like to give a final statement? I think just to conclude, Chair, that the Environmental Health and Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee have been asked to review the outcome of the petition and therefore make such recommendations as they determine suitable. Thank you, Chair. Thank you. I'll open the floor to the members of the committee. Councillor Warren.
Yeah, Is that okay if I ask? You said you would like to completely stop the Euro 6 policies. Is that right, what you just said? Because that's what I heard.
It's the implementation.
Yes, indeed.
Basically, what we mean is that...
Could you put your microphone again, please? Thank you.
So, we don't want to completely stop it. That's a misunderstanding. Basically, what the situation was before, we want that to be returned. As many neighbouring councils have already got the age limits in process, we want the same process. So, for example, Derbyshire, they've reconsidered it for 2025. So, it comes in as a natural progression. So, for example, if the system that was employed before lets it take its course, everybody would have Euro 6 at the end of the period, you know, in natural common. And I'm not saying I don't want Euro 6 to come into being. Euro 6 would come into being, but now is not the time. Also, today's front page of one of the newspapers, it says it's a 40-year, I think it's a 40-year high inflation or something. So everything, diesel price, everything's gone up. So now is not the time for us to be affected in this sort of way financially, because we're all struggling, everybody's struggling. So we're not getting nothing. There's other places out there that are getting funding, help. We've got nothing. So that's what I've cleared that up.
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hall?
I think it's not this laptop. Thank you, Chair. I'm torn in that I do encourage green policies. However, the licensing committee did look at this twice, and I do feel that I would support what the licensing committee agreed in the first place, which I believe is what Mr. Say would like. As the licensing committee saw it twice, that their decision is the one that we wanted to take. So I will agree.
Okay. Anybody else like to make a comment? Yeah, Councillor Wellman?
Margaret, can the licensing decision that Councillor Hall mentioned, do you know what that was exactly? It was read through twice. I mean, I'm on licensing, so I seem to remember it myself as well, but I just want to sort of so that everyone else understands it.
Yes, it was for the vehicles to naturally expire.
Right, yeah.
To go with the grandfather rights.
Anybody else? Okay, so what we've got to decide is how we're going to move forward on this. And can I just remind you of what it says in the report to you? And it says, under the petitions scheme, if a petitioner is not satisfied with the outcome of the council's consideration of their petition, they may request a review of the relevant overview and scrutiny committee, which we've obviously done today. It then goes on to say the OPM scrutiny committee may not override the decision, so we can't change the decision that was made, but the decision maker, i.e. full council, must consider any recommendation that the overview and scrutiny committee makes. So we can't change the decision, but we can send it back to the council if that's what we feel is necessary. So, does anybody have a motion that they'd like to put forward for our recommendation? Councillor Walker, do you still want to speak? Your hand's still raised. Do you still want to speak?
Yeah, I did take it down, but I'll put it back up again, Chair. I, as far as I'm concerned, I recommend that we put back the original decision for consideration after tonight. And as, again, especially things have got worse for all concerned with the worst cost of living crisis that we're facing in decades. So any help and assistance that we can give to the trade, I think, would be much appreciated. And I think the original decision should go back for reconsideration.
Okay, so that's your recommendation, Councillor Walker. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Anybody like to speak to that recommendation, Councillor Walker?
Go second.
So you'd like to second?
Yes, I agree with everything Councillor Walker said. I'd like to cross that.
Okay.
Is there any... Yes, so basically, I don't understand why it's been recommended for full council, because the people that are in the licensing committee, for me, I respect their first decision that was actually done on 15th of December. They are well versed with licensing conditions. They're more professional about it. Just sitting in a room with the full council and asking someone just to put their hands up. Sorry. Yeah, just putting someone in a room and saying, oh, can you just put your hands up and vote? I don't think they didn't understand each point that was actually discussed with the licence committee, because here we've got, obviously, the government, they're not nationally mandated. If we look at neighbouring councils, they're not doing it. It's not, it was for the actual manufacturers. So now, if you look at the financial side of things, we're all struggling. It's evident what the ruling should be. And I don't see why, if it goes back to council, are they all aware of what's the ins and outs? It wasn't even a proper consultation of the day. I never heard all these points that were discussed that the way it should have been. So I feel that it doesn't make no sense. If it went back there again and it was for a vote and we lost again.
Mr. Hussain, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just have to say to you that we have to stick with the procedure that is laid down by the council. We don't have any option but to stick with that procedure. I do understand how you feel.
No, but
I really do.
Can I just say last bit? No, the original thing, when we looked at the reports that were compiled about the petition, it did say that the licensing committee holds authoritative power to make a decision. So now we're asking, why did the licensing committee feel that it needs to recommend this to full council? Are they not in a position to make a decision on this? What is wrong with that?
Because under the statutes that could govern the licensing committee, it is a major change of policy, and a major change of policy has to come to the council. I think I'm not correct in saying that, Margaret. So it has to be ratified by the full council. And that's why it went to sources, because it was a major change to policy. So I understand how you feel, I'm afraid, but that's the situation there. So we have a proposer and a seconder for this recommendation. Would anybody else like to comment on the recommendation that this go back to council?
Yes, could I make an alternative proposal?
Well, what we should do really, if we follow the rules that would apply in the council chamber, then we would vote on the first one. And if the first one is not carried, then the second proposal would be discussed. So that's the way that we're treated in full council, so that's how I'm going to apply it here. Okay. So we have the recommendation that Councillor Walker has made. We have it seconded by Councillor Hall. Would all those in favour please show?
Majority?
Councillor?
Oh, no.
Then
I can't vote.
Oh, they can't vote?
No, sorry.
Okay.
So we have a draw.
Yeah. Yes, because okay. Let's say those again.
Sorry, those again. I'm afraid the motion is lost, so there is no recommendation for that. Councillor Queech, do you still want to make another recommendation?
Yes. May I speak and then
please? Exactly.
As is my understanding, the petition has been seen by a scrutiny committee, and as you said, it's a big policy change, therefore it would have had to go to full council and be voted on, much like any decision that this scrutiny would make would go to full council to be voted upon. Therefore, I propose that we note the petition and the recommendations of the petition, but take no further action. An extension has been given as per the full council decision. It is not the original conversation or recommendation, but it is a middle ground made in a decision made by full council. That would be my decision.
That's your recommendation. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Gore. Would anybody else like to speak on that? Councillor Walker, are you still wishing to speak?
Yeah, just to say, it's extremely disappointing. It's disappointing for the trade, and the motion that's been proposed is just paying lip service to the trade. And I stick to what I said in the chamber. We're just throwing them under the bus again.
Any other comments? Okay, so we'll go forward on Councillor Beach's motion. Those in favour of that, but we take no further action. I think that we could summarise it like that. But we take no further action on this matter. Keisha. Again. So your motion has gone through, Councillor Beach. Thank you. So we're going to move on with the rest of the meeting. You are very welcome to stay if you wish to use the room. There will be no further action.
Are you allowed to vote as well?
Yes, I am.
So also in this document, it says, can you put this in writing to our...
Yes, it will be. It will be. That will happen too. It will continue writing. The decision will come to
you. Lastly, you know when the recommendation should have been made for us, not the process of the music. Why did Bernard Peters actually put another motion?
I can't comment.
Is he allowed to do that?
Yes, under the procedures in the council, he is allowed to do that. Anybody in any councillor, if they wish, can put forward an amendment to any motion.
So
and that has to be voted on by the whole council.
Why were we told in the licensing committee petition of 15th of December? Recommendation will be something else, but when we got there, it was something else.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Payne, but I can't discuss that. So,
and also, our chairman actually took his vote and he changed it. What's that all about?
Well,
can that be done?
Yes, I'm afraid, because I cannot comment on this.
Can that be done, though?
This is.
Excuse me.
Can that be done?
Thank you, Councillor Armour. Yes, the chairman can change his vote. There may be other interests and other reasons for doing that, but you don't need to give a reason. And thank you very much, Mr. Payne, for attending. I think we'll just then proceed with the rest of the meeting. Oh, Councillor Atkins, over to you. Councillor Atkins, I'm sure we all know Councillor Atkins is our county councillor.
Thank you.
I'm going to give a report on the scrutiny.
We haven't had many scrutiny meetings at health at Stafford, but we had a workshop the other day, Chairman, which you attended.
I
was slightly late, I was delayed. Broke out into different sections and really discussing the things from what I could see about what the different scrutiny committees should be doing and working together, which I thought was very useful, is that there are some real mistakes made that health group to meet, end up looking at things that really aren't our remit, that the NHS. That's somebody else's job. Major changes at our health scrutiny. But there are some county-wide things that the health scrutiny committee looks at Staffield, and then there's some more local things that we should be looking at. And I think the message to me was two things. One is public health, scrutiny of public health, not clinical health, and look for outcomes rather than process. Far too often we end up bogged down in process, not rather than looking at outcomes. So how does that translate down to a local committee like East Staffordshire? There are umpteen things that the Borough Council has powers over that affect health. What are they? Housing, really key thing. Planning, and you've got all sorts of powers over food regulations and the like. And I think that's where we should be concentrating. We did have a bit of a discussion on the table about GP surgeries and whatever. You shouldn't get going into the GP surgeries and about all the individual cases, whatever, but provision of GP surgeries in an area could be something that looked at, but not what goes on with individuals in the house and everything else. Thank you. I've been saying that at Stafford for a while. As Colin will remember. Yeah, he's nodding. You know, so, you know, sometimes we end up going, you know, we have an hour and a half or 2 hours of listening to the NHS and it's nothing to do with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, just to add to that, I attended a meeting on the 13th of June where we're setting up a subcommittee of the Staffordshire Health Committee to look at women's health.
Yeah.
And potentially the subjects which were discussed for possible inclusion were breast cancer screening, which I'm particularly interested in, I have to say, ovarian cancer screening, and the menopause, access to facilities for the menopause treatment. So that's going to be taken away and reviewed, and I'll come back to you with any experiments on that. Thank you, Councillor Atkins.
Thank you, Chair.
So we move on to item 7. I'm trying to skip one, sorry. I'm trying to move on too quickly. Item 7, corporate performance report at the end of the year. Michael?
Thank you, Chair. Obviously, members have got the report in front of you. I'm not planning to run through it in any detail, but just to say, at the meeting of Cabinet on June 21st, 2022, Cabinet resolved that the targets with an amber status should be considered red for the purposes of reporting the year-end position. Taking this approach would give a year-end of 94.26 green targets and 5.74% red across all priorities, 90% green and 10% red for the EHWB priority. Any questions on the report?
So, has anybody got any questions that we might raise? No, Mike isn't the expert in this field, but we'll take any questions that we have back to get answers. Yes, Councillor Wilman?
On your report, I think it says our target, EHB08. It says communications campaign planned for this year to promote recycling and encourage residents to reduce waste. Is that off target then? Is that, you know, why is it? Well, it is off target because it says so. It's maybe, just wondering why that was, because that, you know, having spoken to many people regarding the recycling in particular, it's, as you know, I sort of wanted to promote the fact that we should have a lot. I won't say roadshow because that's not the right word, but the fact that we should be able to go to village fairs and show what can be recycled, what can't be recycled, and so on. That hasn't happened. Sadly, that's not happened. So I just, you know, I'd like to know why it's off target and if and when it will be on target. That's the case. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, that's fine, Colin. I can take that back to the appropriate manager for that particular target.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Laura?
I'll get excused for a second.
So we'll move on to item 8, which is the scrutiny review programme. Pointing actually that there haven't been, as a result of the notice that went out in the members' briefing, there haven't been any suggestions for further scrutiny review. So I'm hoping that as time goes on, more items will be suggested. We have currently two reviews to look at. The one I want to prioritise is the homelessness review, which is a result of the council meeting, as I'm sure you remember. Now, our next meeting on a quarterly basis is in September, and I think it's important that we move before that. So what I'm proposing is that on the 25th of July, we will have an additional meeting, and the only topic at that meeting will be homelessness. We will invite in Burton Hope, we will invite the YMCA, and we will invite in Housing Options to talk. We will suggest that they give a 5-minute presentation to each of them. We'll then have the opportunity to question them, and then we will have a break, and we will have a discussion and decide what we, if any recommendations that we might want to make as a result of the consultation that we've had. So I'm hoping that as many as possible of you will be able to attend that meeting, because I think it's particularly important. The other review that has been started but not completed is the waste review. Currently we've got two reports by the two committees which the officers have put together. I'm just not happy with this, and what I think we need to do is to re-scope it, because I'm not quite sure what the review was meant to achieve. And it's no use to me, because I wasn't involved in that discussion, I wasn't part of that subcommittee. So I'd like to use the opportunity in the interim until our meeting in September to review it, to see really what it is that we should be reviewing, pull a proper scope together, and then actually discuss it in detail at that meeting on the 22nd of September. I hope that is satisfactory to you. If you'd like to make any further suggestions, it means we have got August off. Probably a good thing.
Can I just ask a question? And it's not of what you just mentioned, but I don't think we got a chance to question Councillor Atkins.
I'm sorry, I think
so. Councillor Atkins, the reason that I do say this now, because actually what we were saying is regarding the reviews that we were in.
Yeah.
We were looking on this committee at how COVID, for instance, was affecting East Staffordshire. And also, Mike, can you remember the other one that we asked you about?
It was the impact on GPs.
Thank you, yes, that's right.
Impact of GP services.
Yeah. So we seem to be stopped in our tracks at that, and I'd like to know why that is from the County Council point of view, please.
I'm still switched on. There's, as I said, there's about the individual services and the provision. There's between the two. I don't know the technicality of it. I'll leave that up to the chairman and discussions with the chairman of the council, but I'm sure that. That's about what it is. It's what I described.
Well, can we take this back to the chairman, please? That, you know, how are we supposed to...
I think you should do it through the chair.
Okay, sorry. Okay, through the chair. Can you please take this back to the chairman of the overview committee? That I don't think, personally, that it was the right thing to do. It was East Staffordshire we were looking at, and how are we supposed to scrutinise what goes on in East Staffordshire if... County won't allow us. So will you please do that?
I will take that back. I think Councillor Atkins already touched on it.
It's the provision. It's not the individual GP services. Yes. It's the one, you know, provision of. Yeah, it's a subtle difference.
We did have a discussion, as Councillor Atkins says, we did have quite a discussion about it at the meeting about last week, because it was other people were bringing in that aspect, but it's a very difficult divide between what is assumed that we should look at and what is assumed the council to look at, and it's not easy. Needs a divide. But I'll certainly take it back again. Councillor Walker?
Sorry, I certainly agree with Councillor Wildman. There was things that we were looking at, because East Staffordshire was ravaged in the second wave by COVID through what we assume is many different reasons, including one of the things that's been mentioned by Councillor Atkins is poor housing. There was questions that were asked that were never answered. So if the county want to try and hide them away, which I don't understand why we can't get them, as Councillor Wildman says, for East Staffordshire, then I would really be interested to know the answers, Chair, if you go away and ask why that is. Because there's a lot of people out there that lost loved ones in the second wave of COVID through the inner wards of Burton who are still suffering, and we don't know why that was. We can assume, but we still haven't seen the official figures. We still haven't seen those official figures, how it affected East Staffordshire, and certainly those figures, how it affected the inner parts of Burton.
Yeah. OK, thank you. I will take it back, Councillor Walker, and come back to you on that. OK, anything else on scrutiny review programme, Councillor Wildman?
Sorry, Madam Chairman. On the review regarding homelessness, you didn't mention that. I think we should have the cabinet member here as well on that day.
Certainly, have the cabinet member if they're prepared to
attend. Well, I think they should, because at the end of the day, they've got the figures and they understand what happened.
Okay.
Thank you.
Recognize that. Yep. Okay, so item 9 is the public executive decision records, which you have as enclosure number 3. I think that just needs to be noted.
Yeah.
Anybody can think of comment on that? There are no questions from item 10. The date for the next formal meeting, as I said, is Thursday, 22nd of September. However,
in July.
Yes, I'm in the formal meeting. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So we now move on to the private part of the meeting. And I move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public would be excluded from the remainder of the meeting as slightly in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings. So there would be disclosed information as defined in paragraph part 1, schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda. Thank you. Right, so we only have